It's the Michael Mara Show.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
I was laughing so hard, I almost shit my pants.
Almost?
Boobies.
Cool, boobs. Awesome.
Turn it up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
This is from your iPod.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Madonna.
No. Pickler.
Oh, it's Kelly Pickler.
It's Kelly Pickler.
It's Kelly Pickler. I'd like to say to hi to all of our competition here in Washington, D.C. Right. Merry Christmas. Turn it up. You're listening to a modified version of BYOB Friday. Never too early for this music.
You see,
Rob, around the country, folks.
Yes.
And here in D.C., there are these radio stations that obnoxiously start playing Christmas music.
Before Halloween.
Super, super early.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking and we decided that...
had ourselves a talk.
We play some, too.
Yeah. It's a secret to success.
And here's the thing. If we really like the song, we'll play it for a long time. Like we're doing right now.
Santa baby, I want a yacht and really that's nice.
You know, this was Mike O'Mara's idea, but everybody liked it.
I don't
even
think...
the boss.
I don't think I've ever seen the boss get more excited.
He really did like it. He's like, yeah.
Do that.
Why not?
So that's Kelly Pickler. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome.
We do want to mention that we are very, very excited about our big show next Wednesday.
Yes. Oh,
we're
going
to be heading out to Manassas, Virginia. Mm-hmm. Hard Times Cafe and Q, O'Mara's Turkey Baster and Pajama Party. Sorry about that. It's in Manassas, Virginia. 7753 Sudley Road in the Best Buy
Shopping Center.
All right.
At business.
Let me draw a map.
At business route 234.
Mm-hmm. It goes to the mouth and goes to the stomach and then right to the cerebral cortex.
To the brain. Now, here it is. If you are coming from D.C. or Arlington, or you're coming out Route 66, mm-hmm. you get off the exit, it's right there.
Sure.
As soon as you get off the exit, you head into Manassas, it's right there on the left. Look for the Best Buy sign, it's in that shopping
center. And also that night, there'll be a big inflatable Beth Ann.
Yes. Look for the big inflatable Beth Ann on the top of the shopping center.
Waving.
It's a big inflatable Beth Ann with her new boobs in a Santa hat. And it's going to be lovely to see
you
from the road.
You can't miss it.
And as soon as the event's up, we're shipping it right off to the Macy's parade.
And I will tell you, I've only had one of these, but because I've only had one of these, when you say that, I say, seriously?
Uh-huh. Yes.
I wish we could.
Yes.
I wish we could get.
I agree.
I wish we could get the inflatable cartoon Beth Ann that's on the cover of MikeOMaraShow.com.
See the comic.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I'd love that.
All right. Well, lots to do. We'll talk about that in a second, but we do have to get the movie reviews out of the way. Let's, without
Colin
further
Boyd.
Ado, welcome Colin Boyd.
Hey, buddy boy.
Colin Boyd from GetTheBigPicture.net. Colin, always a pleasure. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
What do you got planned for the weekend, Colin?
Well, it's been a long week. I just saw Twilight with all the teenagers at midnight.
Right.
So I'm coming down from that. And, I'll probably sleep for a couple
days. Did you make any friends, Colin?
Strangely enough, I did, but none of them teenagers. There was a surprising number of people over the age of 30 there, so we all kind of bonded.
Colin, we brought up, I've got a 13-year-old daughter, and so I brought up Twilight, I think it was yesterday's show?
Yes, right.
Yeah. And I was absolutely blown out of the water. The phones started to melt.
People are talking.
Everybody wanted to talk about this. This is a phenomenon. I we've had the Harry Potter, and it seems like there's always something. But when a movie hasn't even come out yet, and you get this type of buzz about it, it's truly amazing to me. The book, the series of books, the movie, just unprecedented as far as something that hasn't been out. I mean, normally you see this if a movie gets popular or, you know, if there's a series of books that's been popular for a long time. This all seemed to happen overnight.
It did, and it is unprecedented in that the books don't even have the following that Harry Potter has. And it's not, you know, the Harry Potter series went to the highest bidder in Hollywood.
Right.
And a lot of movie studios passed on Twilight.
Why do you suppose that is?
They didn't think there was an audience for it.
Wow. Oh, my God. Wow. I'd like to see the executives that are dealing with that
they
right
still
now.
Have jobs.
Very frustrating.
What studio eventually grabbed it?
It's one called Summit, which is pretty new. They actually just started distributing films about 18 months ago.
Oh, so my God. So somebody's going to be, somebody's got a life in Hollywood now because of that.
Exactly. And we just looked at the numbers for the midnight showings, and it made $7 million before 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. You know, it says here that on GetThePigPicture.net, your website, you review the top five vampire movies. Can you share that, or is that, letting your secret go there? What are the top five vampire movies?
In reverse order from to one?
Yeah, give us 5 to 1, because that fascinates me. Mm-hmm. I love, with True Blood on HBO, I don't know if you, have we talked about that with you, Colin? I know you talk about feature films, but have you...
I think we touched on it when we were talking about Twilight last year.
It just seems so popular right now, and the whole vampire thing is...
Mm-hmm. And the season finale is this weekend, last episode of the season.
Right, go 5 to 1 on that. I'm curious about, and I'll comment on each of them, because I'm curious about
that.
Well,
number 5 is a bit of a dark horse. Near Dark.
Don't know it.
It came out in 1987. It's actually it cast the vampires in the American Midwest, and a guy gets roped into being a vampire because he's come onto by a girl in a bar, and he thinks, lucky me, and turns out she's a vampire. Mm-hmm. So because he has a thing for her, he just follows that pack of vampires.
Man, who hasn't been in that situation?
Yeah, very believable. All right, what's number 4?
The original Nosferatu, the silent one.
Oh, yeah. Max Schreck.
Here's what amazes me. Now, when you say Max Schreck, is that who played the vampire?
That who played the vampire. Now, he was...
Is that like the bald guy with the long fingers?
And the ears.
It is a short movie, isn't it, Colin?
It's not that long, yeah.
But it is, every frame of the monster in that is just so iconic.
Scary.
It is horrifying.
And really, really terrifying. And the fact that it's ancient film... makes it even more scary.
Yeah, those German expressionistic films. That's
I might be getting this wrong because I thought it was Klaus Kinski that was...
he made a remake.
Later.
Okay, all right, very good.
But those German expressionistic films, like Nosferatu, those really what begat the whole universal horror genre.
Okay, and number 3, important. What do you got for number 3?
Number 3 came out a couple of years ago. It's the Russian film Night Watch.
I think I know that, and subtitles, correct?
Yeah.
But very scary and very dark and very gory, if I'm not mistaken.
I think you are mistaken.
Okay. I'm having Samuel Adams Winter Lager.
Okay.
So bear with me.
I mean, there's a lot of violence and stuff. It's about, there's a balance between light and dark, and the forces of good patrol the night so that the forces of evil don't consume the night.
Okay. Night. Very good. Number 2.
Nosferatu the Vampire, which is the one with Klaus Kinski.
And, Rob, I think that's the one that I think of, where I think of that amazingly hideous, bald creature.
He looks almost the same, doesn't he, Colin?
Yeah. It's almost the same makeup and everything. Yeah.
All right, and the number one vampire movie, I'm curious what this is going to be.
It's got to be Dracula. I mean, the original Dracula. They've never done a better Dracula story than the original one with Bela Lugosi. That's still the best Dracula.
When you watch it, do you like the original, or do you like the one they remastered with the Philip Glass score?
I like the original.
Me too. Okay.
I remember it now when Coppola made made Dracula. It was a little bit different. I think who were we talking to about the other the day that said that it was Keanu Reeves that killed that movie, which he really did. I mean that you put one person in a movie and he tanks it. Gary Oldman was so incredible. I actually still like the movie in spite of Keanu Reeves, and I like Winona Ryder in it also. Yeah. I think that's not. I mean, I don't know what your opinion is of that movie, but I mean, outside of Keanu Reeves, not a bad film.
Not a bad film, but it was trying to be a lot more important than it needed to be. I think that was the problem I had with it, was he was trying to rewrite, here is the this is the Dracula for all time, and it didn't work for him.
It certainly didn't do that.
Colin, I applaud you for putting Bela Lugosi at number 1. I think that's a bold move in this modern time.
Well, thank you.
Let's get to the 3 movies we're going to review this week in order of ones that we want to talk about. First of all, Bolt, Disney's latest animated treat. Mm-hmm. Kids of all ages, this is another Pixar, is that right? Is this a Pixar film?
It is not Pixar, but I think the best compliment I can pay Bolt is that if you didn't know it wasn't Pixar, you'd think it was.
And this one, as far as it's a TV star who thinks his on-air superpowers are real, a canine TV star who thinks he's a real superpower, and he obviously isn't, and the hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so many of these animated movies are just fish-out-of-water stories, and they have to get from point A to point B, and that's, Toy Story is that way, and Finding Nemo is that way, and this is one of those two. Madagascar, which just opened a couple of weeks ago, they're all the same format.
Right.
And in this one, Bolt the dog sees his TV master, who is voiced by Miley Cyrus, and Bolt the dog is voiced by John Travolta. He sees his TV master driving off, and he thinks she's been kidnapped because they're on a spy show, and he thinks all that stuff is real. So he sets out to help her, to save her, and slowly he realizes that he has no superpowers and he has to rely on friends, and that's the message in the Disney movie.
Isn't that wonderful? How many Damn Dirty Apes do you have this one?
The animation is flawless, and there are a couple of great supporting characters, including a hamster and a wheel. So
that's not bad.
So we give Bolt 4 Damn Dirty Apes.
That's a good one.
Next film,
Slumdog Millionaire, new drama from Trainspotting, and 28 Days Later, Danny Boyle, the director, about an unlikely game show contestant and the path he takes from the slums of India to the top of the mountain. It sounds interesting. What do you think of this one?
I think that so far this is the best movie of the year.
Wow.
No kidding.
Here we go. I like that. I give you a little ding when you do that.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's an interesting story. It takes place in Mumbai, India, and this kid comes from nowhere, and all of a sudden he's on the Indian version of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he's one question away from the grand prize question, which is 20 million rupees over there. But then the show ends for the night, and they're going to come back tomorrow and finish the show. So in between that, he gets arrested because they think there's no way this kid from the slums with no education, with no prospects, could go on that show and win 20 million rupees. So he has to backtrack and tell the authorities how he knew the answers to every one of those questions. And it's a roadmap of his life, essentially.
Oh, wow. I mean, it sounds compelling right there.
Not in wide release, though, right?
It's not in wide release, but it's in a lot of the major cities this weekend. Mm-hmm. It opened up in L.A. and New York last weekend, and it's slowly getting the ball rolling. There is a lot of Oscar talk for this one, and it looks amazing, sounds amazing, and it's the best movie of the year so far.
How many Damn Dirty Apes for this one?
We give it the full compliment. 5 Damn Dirty Apes.
5, that's the first time he's given them. Boy, now do I want to run out and see that
one. Does that qualify as what they call a Bollywood release?
No, it is not a Bollywood release.
Okay, I'm just curious.
But there are Bollywood influences.
And our last film, of course, everybody's talking about, a Twilight, a new phenom based on the wildly popular young adult vampire books. What do you think of this one?
I was surprised that it's not much of a vampire movie, really. It's just kind of a tragic star-crossed lover story, Romeo and Juliet, Jack and Rose from Titanic, whatever, you know, any of those. And they just happen to be vampires.
Teen romance.
But I thought the kid that played the male vampire,
right. His
name is Robert Pattinson, there is something about this guy. I don't know what it is.
Apparently.
I can't tell
but he's so stupid in his interviews, Colin.
Well, I don't know if he's a good actor or if it's just this character, but he is really compelling in the movie.
How old is he in real life?
I have no clue.
I know that
the broad is 18.
Okay, well, I just see them interviewed and they're just so...
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Maybe they're overwhelmed by it. Who knows? But it's just the whole brooding thing when you're that young. But obviously there's something going on here. I mean, this kid is a phenom, and people are loving this. So what do you think of the movie? How many Damn Dirty Apes for Twilight?
Well, I give it 3, but it's not a very solid 3. It's one of those movies that's completely critic-proof. The majority of the people don't care what critics think of this movie. But if you're on the fence, there's some interesting things about it. It's just, on the whole, it's not a great film.
All right, well, great stuff. I am really looking forward to seeing Slumdog Millionaire. Colin Boyd, getthebigpicture.net. Check out the top 5 vampire movies and an interview with Danny Boyle. That's all new today at getthebigpicture.net. Colin Boyd, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right, well,
thank you, Colin.
Bye-bye. There he goes. Boy, that's nice. That's the first 5er that he's given.
That's exciting.
Wow. Slumdog Millionaire.
The only thing that bothers me is Regis has been trumpeting it all week. Because it has to do with Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
There you go.
That's his only in on it.
Millionaire. All right, we'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and our last segments of news and more Winter Lager right after this.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.